cultural terrorism hits Palestinians harder. When 50-year-old Maher Karaje left his home to tend to his grape vineyard, as he has done nearly every day for decades, he discovered a graveyard before him. Hanging only by the trellises that Karaje, his brother and neighbors had built, were some 450 grapevines with their trunks slashed. It only took 4 days for the vines and Karaje's entire livelihood to dry out. "I felt like I had lost a child," Karaje told Middle East Eye, standing beneath the now brown and wilted canopy of vines just off a main highway in the southern West Bank town of Halhul, north of Al-Khalil. "These vines were my whole life. I have watered them and taken care of them every day for years, and now it's all gone." The May 22nd attack on Karaje's grape vines came only 1 week after an eerily similar attack in the nearby village of Beit Einun, where 400 grape vines were cut down just a few hundred meters away from Karaje's vineyard, which is situated between two major Israeli settlements. In Beit Einun, a threatening message in Hebrew was graffitied near the destroyed vineyard saying, "We will reach every place." Karaje found a similar message spray-painted on his land. He said, "No Palestinian who understands what this land means to us as a people would do something like this. This is the work of the settlers, I am sure." Perched on a large rock overlooking his vineyard, a once picturesque valley of lush green, Karaje picked at the weeds growing beneath his feet, a distraction from the gut-wrenching scene of in front of him. 20 years, my brother and I worked on these vines and took care of them as if they were our children," he said, his shoulders hunched over in defeat. "I dedicated every part of myself to them, to watering them, to making sure the vines grew up straight. When they cut these trees, it's like they cut out a part of me with them. Now it will cost us somewhere around $56,000 to replace the trellises and rework the land," he said, adding that the destroyed vines would need at least 6 years to recover. In addition to the costs of rebuilding the infrastructure of his vineyard, Karaje will soon face even more losses as the start of the grape harvest season approaches. He told Middle East Eye, "They cut down the trees just 2 months before the harvest, which we have been waiting for all year. This year I will lose around $23,000 that I would have made from selling the crops." Karaje will not suffer the losses alone. The destroyed grape vines spanning some 2 acres or just under a hectare in size were the main source of income for his wife and 5 children. He said, "We don't just sell the grapes. We sell the vine leaves for cooking. We make grape molasses, jams, and so many other things. This is not just a great loss for my family, but for Halhul as well, and for all Palestinian farmers." When passing through the rolling hills of the southern West Bank, dotted with illegal Israeli settlements large and small, travelers are greeted with acres and acres of grape vineyards, a sure indication that one has reached Al-Khalil. From single vines on the balconies of homes to vineyards that sprawl for kilometers, grapes make up an integral part of the fabric of Al-Khalil, the largest governorate in the West Bank. Tens of thousands of Palestinians work year-round to cultivate the fruit, which start to bud in the summer months. The grape harvest in Palestine takes place between August and October, making the attacks on Karaj's land and the vineyard in Beit Einun just months before the harvest particularly damaging. In Al-Khalil, agriculture is the main sector of the economy, with grapes serving as the most highly produced crop. As of 2013, grapes constituted 36.4% of total agricultural land cultivated in the West Bank, with the Al-Khalil governorate serving as the highest producer of the crop, constituting 58% of total production, according to the Applied Research Institute Jerusalem, ARIJ. According to a report from the Palestine Economy Portal, at least 7,500 Palestinian families from Al-Khalil depend on the grape harvest as their main source of income. For the past 15 years, Al-Khalil has held an annual grape festival where farmers bring the fruits of their labor to sell and show off in intricate displays. For Karaj and the 30,000 other residents of Halhul, one of the largest towns in the West Bank, grape farming is an integral part of the fabric of the community. "Here in Halhul, we are famous for grapes and vine leaves," the mayor of Halhul, Hejazi Ma'arab, told Middle East Eye. "One cannot imagine how significant grapes are to the people here," Ma'arab said, adding that around 50% of the residents of Halhul work in the agricultural sector. Ma'arab likened the prominence of grapes in Al-Khalil to the olive trees of northern Palestine, which are subject to similar attacks carried out annually by Zionist settlers around the olive harvest, which begins in October. He said, "We believe that the Israeli settlers intended to carry out this attack at this specific time, right before the harvest was ready." Shortly after the attack on Karaj's vineyard, Israeli media reported that Israeli police were investigating the incident along with the previous attack in Beit Einun. Ma'arab, however, expressed doubts that anything would come of the investigation. He said passionately, "We wish that the Israeli authorities will hold the settlers accountable for their crimes and these acts of terrorism, but I'm not so sure that they will. My message to the settlers is that even if they cut down our trees, we will replace them and we will water them and make them grow again with our blood and our souls. They could cut our trees every day, but we would never stop growing and cultivating this land. This is our resistance." Less than 24 hours after the attack on Karaj's vineyard, a cherry grove in a Khalil area Israeli settlement was burnt down by alleged Palestinian attackers, while a Palestinian wheat field was set on fire, allegedly by Israeli settlers in the Al-Khalil area village of Al-Deirat. The attack came just as the wheat harvest was beginning. Found at the scene were threatening messages graffitied in Hebrew saying, "We will reach every place," similar to the graffiti found in Halhul and Beit Einun. According to the Times of Israel, the attackers in the Al-Deirat case also graffitied the words, "Enough of the agricultural terror," a phrase reportedly used by Zionist farmers to describe attacks on their crops allegedly carried out by Palestinians. The use of the term by Israeli settlers struck a chord with local Palestinian activist Badi Dwaik, 45, who believes the words agricultural terrorism should be reserved for the long-standing Zionist settler practice of burning fields and chopping trees belonging to Palestinian farmers. "These are massacres. This view you see here can only be described as such," Dwaik said as he gestured to the acres of wilted grapevines belonging to Karaj. Dweck condemned the inaction of the Israeli regime when investigating hate crimes against Palestinians, saying that the lack of arrests and punishment of settlers has only helped embolden them. While recent months have seen a spate of so-called price tag attacks against Palestinians and their property, including the torching of a mosque, the slashing of tires and graffiti calling for death to Arabs, no arrests have been reported in connection with the attacks. Though the Zionist media has reported the recent attacks on the grapevines and wheat fields as part of the price tag movement, Dweck insists that the attacks on agriculture carry a deeper sense of suffering for Palestinians. "To me, destroying our crops is just as bad as when they kill us. Grapes mean like here, and when they cut down these trees, it's like they take our life from us." Dear listeners, that was authored by Yumna Patel and published by Middle East Eye.